unesikhathi between 1 and 2 kuhlangana sibazi. I'm in the old assembly. Okay, can I officially declare the meeting open and hand over to the group for the continuation of the meeting? I'm told there's no quorum, but the DA hasn't apologized, so we're hoping that they'll be joining us in 2 o'clock. So maybe if you can proceed and look at the minutes. Unfortunately, the report is not yet ready, I'm told. And also the report of the press training that you have is still not ready. I just don't know what's holding our secretariat to go together with the minute taker of the day. He has promised, like I reported before, that he had recorded the whole thing, he will hand over to Peter Paul. But according to Peter Paul, that has not happened as yet. So I really don't know what our request in this meeting as a committee in terms of the processes, parliamentary processes. This is one thing that one can raise in our chairperson's meeting, but today's meeting is not appropriate for such questions. But during our weekend, Lakota, I think one will be able to raise that one. Yeah. Because it's really hampering our progress. We did raise it before, we were given timelines. And where they are sent in, I think that's where the problem is. What assurance do we get that the sending person or person will be in a position to present document or hand over documents that he or she is supposed to do. I think that is still a grey area that we really need to deal with. So far we did not have a good, there's no good reputation as far as sendings are concerned. So I think it's something that at your level we have also to look at, and at the same time we'll try and raise it together with the group because we have the children with workshop. Okay. May I hand over to the whip? The decision?
Thank you, Chair. Is my understanding correct, Chair, that before you leave, you actually signed the attendance register? Because you are here with us.
Thank you very
much. It's only that you are not able to continue with the meeting to conclude. So if that is the case, it would mean that we have one. We've got five members in the meeting. We can then wait for one from the opposition and then possibly get a quorum and continue the meeting. But we will not wait for a quorum. We will, in the meantime, be looking at the minutes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tekani. I'll do so. I think, as you indicated, there's an issue as a that they look at. Is it clarified?
No, not
because of that, that's why we have a problem with Quran. Otherwise, we have a problem with Quran. Huh? Yeah, verbally. He has to write to the... No. It has to, his party has to ACC it. Because... Yes, I remember that letter, but the issues with the ACC because... he's still a member. Morning. He still appears in the ACC membership. So until his part, I also advised him because I met him, and he said, "Hey, reluctantly, I still want to, but I really don't understand what." He tried to explain that they have a problem of membership. They want to be everywhere, so they choose. So because of that issue, oh, I think maybe he's not decided because the letter was very clear, but when I met him, he said something different. And until then, we'll still have a problem, of course, of Cora. Okay. Morning, how are you? And how far is I have to do?
Morning, members, once again. We've got four sets of minutes to be considered and adopted. The first one is the one on the 26th of August, 2014. Can you check that one if it is in order?
I'm trying to change my name.
I request that we change the means to the meeting.
I must be honest, I cannot see you in that place.
Yeah. No, thanks, Honorable Chairman. I think we'll correct that.
Okay, this could be about the ANC's disaster gender parity as well.
All right, we are done with page one. Let's go to page two.
I just want to check on page two. The amounts that you mentioned where they refer to the highlights, is that amount 1,642 million rand that was approved?
That's 1,645 million rand.
I'll tell you why, because if there was a comma or something like that, it would be clear.
Sure.
Because the same with there was another amount on the following page of 12,420 million. So it's also billion. So it's 12.4 or 1.645 billion. Now I just want to check that because I wasn't sure whether there was a comma missing or not. Thank you.
Is it a comma missing?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
We might as well.
If it's billion, then it's a comma missing. But if it's 1,645 million, then it's right.
Okay, can I be clear on this one? What are we actually saying? Are we saying 1,600 million or saying 1.6 billion? We all agree, huh?
All right.
Let's start page two. Let's go to page three.
Just come from page three again on the amounts. Looks like that 12,420 million. Either million or 12.42 billion.
Page four.
Chair, I think the correction that is being made by Honorable Marae is important, very important. But I think we should not just leave it at that. I think we need to be definitely sure whether, because the difference can be huge. If it is billions, then we must be sure that it is billions. So I think the Secretariat should, having amended, then proceed to the original document just to be sure. Because we are dealing here with huge monies. Later on, when we deal with the same figures in the auditor's report and so on, we must be clear that this thing is what we are
standing for.
I agree, because it can be interpreted that, the comma or the point is just being left out.
Mm.
And then it makes a huge difference. The same as on page 4, that 5,534 million or 5.534 billion. So I can just add that here.
We are on page 5 now.
With those amendments, I...
Yes, you are.
With those amendments, I propose acceptance.
Any second now? Honourable Chair, in the chat, a second. September 9 minutes. So on page 1. Page 1, Mr. Tiana is correct this time, not Miss. Let's go to page 2.
Government should redirect government spending towards activities that create jobs directly or indirectly through the enhancement of productivity performance. Then the next time the response received from, I think it should read from the commission. The response received from the commission. From.
Thanks, Commissioner. Go to page 3. On page 3 at the top, following questions and answers missing. The last page. Any mover? Just move. Mantri in the second. October 28th. These minutes were adopted in PE, if I remember correctly. I can't recall what was the issue.
The only thing that had to happen, remember, to this minute was that we had to separate the two presentations. The original draft I had combined the presentations of the Tribunal and ITAC, so this new draft has separated these two presentations, but the deliberations and outcomes, they did remain the same.
Are we satisfied, members? Yes, Commissioner.
Yes, I think we are in agreement. But on page 2, at the top, under parliamentary staff, support staff, we have Ms. Zelda Peterson. Now, if we have Ms. Peterson there, the column on the right demands that we explain her capacity in the meeting. So it has just been left as Ms. Peterson, while there is an explanation about the other staff members. Are you with me, sir?
Yes, I'm with you.
If the name remains there, I think it has to be explained that she is a Ms. Peterson.
Thanks. It's done. I take that we agree that these were adopted, and then we go to the minutes of the 24th February, 2015.
Yeah, I seem to recall that our EFF colleague was at that meeting. It was held last week in Martin.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks. I think most of the time we just say, assume
that. Let's go to page 2. Can you come again? Oh, let the meeting had to be postponed.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Take one hat, sir.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I'm told that it is past perfect tense.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. On page 2, the last part, one paragraph, is it analysis or what are we supposed to say there?
It's a plural.
It's a plural. Last part, one paragraph in page 2. Is it analysis or what? It says it's a.
It has
no explain to them.
I think what we can interpret is a plural of analysis.
We get it, plural of analysis, huh?
Yeah.
We agree. Let's go to page 3. Page 3.
Yeah.
Let's go to page 4 then. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
The first line, the meeting further discussed the role of the Chambers of Commerce. I think the Chambers, Sea and Sea of Commerce should be capital. So, yeah.
Yeah.
They should both be capital.
Yes. Any more of these minutes? Honorable Pigmini? Honorable Gali?
Can I just check up on something? Members will remind you. I think towards the end of the meeting, from the input made by the chair, I think she said something, I think this was on the direction that the CIFA wants to take going forward.
they spoke of some institutions or organizations that they were going to work with. They would help them to disburse the loans. I remember the chair questioning the wisdom of utilizing established institutions and not in the loan that it just started. I don't know if Nanda remembers of that. If you don't remember, we can listen. But I think she was very strong on it, and the chairperson of the board actually made a commitment to go and review, to review that situation.
Can we recall what Honourable Leon is saying? Honourable, you need moved for the minutes to our doctor. Any second. Is that concern? Well, I don't have any other matter to discuss. So the meeting is adjourned.
Can I just ask that, I was just, does this mean that you are going for strategic meetings in Johannesburg for the 23rd? Did you send out anything on that, or was that something still going to be sent out?
Thank you, Chair. We have not really sent out anything on that yet, Mr. Mayor. But what we can report is that that activity has been approved. I believe that members got calls yesterday, and just trying to get Ugoshela availability for that trip. So that's just where we are at this stage. I think probably in the next week or so, we'll be able to have a proper program. But perhaps Chair could just break it down as to what the idea is at this stage. The traveling will obviously take place on the 23rd of March, which is a Monday. The idea is that we visit the South African Reserve Bank on Tuesday the 24th. Unfortunately, the bank will be holding the MTC that week. So we are likely to engage with the head of the various departments that we deem appropriate and relevant to what we want to achieve on that day. So it's a brief engagement at the bank, 5 to 6 hours, after which we will then move to Soweto, where we will hold our strategic plan from Wednesday to Friday. Soweto is an easier choice because there was, as members will remember, a Netmeat brewery that we had previously wanted to see but could not due to time constraints. So we found out that the place is some 10 minutes from the Soweto Hotel we would be. So it's 2 beds with 1 stone. And in fact, as the documents that were dispersed at a later stage will reveal, the hotel itself would be quite of interest to the committee, as its establishment also came about following funding by the IDC and the coming together of quite interesting stakeholders. So yeah, in the next week or so, we'll be able to then forward the documentation in this regard.
Thanks, sir. The meeting is adjourned. Okay, the meeting, right?
Godfrey.
give him an interrupt. But you can actually, you know, with the one.
Can I give it to you? Well, Thank you.
No, we only have apologies from
sorry. So the two documents, I think, okay, they are different, right?
Oh, okay. I thought one is the update of the other. Thank you.
No.
Okay, I'll see. Thank you.